Welcome to the September 19th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate Victoria Taylor lead this service in which UUC Strategic Planning Committee members share what they learned in response to their charge as to what the UUC might do to make our mission and vision statements a reality.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and today I'll be weaving worship with Victoria Taylor, who is joining us virtually. Hello, Victoria.
Hi. Hi, Pam and everyone else. And welcome. We're really excited today. And we also have the members of the Strategic Planning Committee helping us deliver worship this morning. And they have some really inspiring things to share with you about the life of this congregation. But as we prepare for worship, there are some things we need to remember. Those of us on Zoom need to remember to mute ourselves. There's a microphone icon in the lower left-hand corner. We will get to talk after service in our virtual conversations and coffee hour. And there'll also be some times for us on Zoom to interact using the chat feature. We also have closed captioning, so you can click on the CC at the bottom of your screen and read as well as listen.
Those of us in the sanctuary will want to put our phones, smartphones in worship mode, otherwise known as airplane, so that we can have stable Wi-Fi and avoid interruptions.
If you're with us for the first time virtually, we're really glad you tuned in. You can find a link to a virtual visitor's card in the chat. Then you can fill that out and we'll keep in touch with you.
If you're here with us in person for the first time, please see Isabel. Isabel over here. She can give you a paper visitor's card. In fact, if you don't already have one, I'd be surprised. We'll look forward to getting to know you after the service, either outside for us or on the breakout room. This is the third Sunday of the month, and we're going to have a get to know UUC. So if you're relatively new and you'd like to learn more about the congregation, stay after, and Isabel will, and I think Bob Simpson, our board president, will be here to answer questions and just say hello.
And if you're with us for a new time and Zoom, just stay for that breakout session and we'll answer all the questions you have. We've had many new members join throughout the pandemic who have never set foot in our meeting house. If you haven't set foot in our meeting house, though, do visit. The gardens are amazing. We will also share joys and sorrows later this morning as part of worship. There will be a link in the chat for us virtual visitors to fill out.
And if you need a paper form, there in the back, if you raise your hand, if you want to write a joy or sorrow, we can get you a card. And then you can bring it up during the opening hymn. Oh. Lifespan Faith Development, Karen Hager, used to come up and tell us what was happening during the worship service, but she is really busy with our second time of RE. I think they're doing it inside today because it's so wet outside. So the preschoolers are enjoying a story and playtime, and elementary friends are creating their village of fairy gardens and gnome homes. I've seen a few of them out there already. So again, go walk on the grounds and you can find our children's handiwork. And the middle schoolers are meeting to socialize and play games. Please remember that nearly all of the children who are present here are not vaccinated. So even outdoors, if you can wear a mask around them, that would be helpful. And at the end of the service, after the postlude, we'll ask the parents to go pick up their kids so that they have time, and we'll just give them a few minutes so that there's not any congestion.
Our very active congregation has many and various ways to stay connected throughout the week. Our calendar on our website will tell you about the events, study groups, social events. We even have yoga, and the Zoom links and contact information. We're very appreciative for all the volunteers that make these activities possible. I would like to point out that today we are gathering to celebrate the life of Susan Piercy, a very active and longtime member of this congregation. This service will be on Zoom, and we will join her family and friends around the globe. There are some advantages to technology. Let us mark the time now that we leave the TikTok world behind and enter into worship. Kim Foyt, a member of our strategic planning committee, will lead us in lighting the chalice, the symbol of our free faith.
We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Thank you, Kim. This month, our Soul Matters theme is embracing possibility. Part of embracing possibility is by exploring differences and finding similarities. We want you to know that everyone is welcome here, no matter what differences you think you bring. We welcome you here, and we want to celebrate you being here.
We come here to dream together, to imagine what might be possible, to imagine what we might make possible together. Today, we'll explore our dreams of what's possible. Let's begin by revisiting our mission and vision, statements of hope and possibility created by this congregation in years past. Our mission: inspire spiritual and ethical growth, create compassionate community, transform our community and the world through courageous love. Our vision: the UUC will be a beacon of liberal religion in the New River Valley. We will join with other organizations and faiths to work for just causes. We will practice generosity and radical hospitality. We will be known as a place of beauty, welcome, joy, and celebration. Come back to me. I was in the room when the last strategic planning committee came up with that vision. It was during my candidating week. It was before I was your minister. George, you were in the room too, weren't you? The work that the Strategic Planning Committee is going to share with you today is on the shoulders of those who came before. I honor them. And we honor them by living into our mission and our vision. This is what you all said were your dreams. The Strategic Planning Committee's charge was to discover how we might make them a reality. Today, we'll explore what they learned, but first, let's frame their inquiry with a reading.
This is a poem by Margaret J. Wheatley. Both Pam and I thought this was a great way to get ourselves into this idea of exploring possibility and celebrating the Strategic Planning Committee. Turning to One Another by Margaret Wheatley. There is no greater power than a community discovering what it cares about, asking, what is possible, not what's wrong. Keep asking. Notice what you care about. Assume that others share your dreams. Be brave enough to start a conversation that matters. Talk to people you know. Talk to people you don't know. Talk to people you never talk to. Be intrigued by the differences you hear. Expect to be surprised. treasure curiosity more than certainty. Invite in everyone who cares to work on what's possible. Acknowledge that everyone is an expert about something. Know that that creative solutions come from new connections. Remember, you don't fear people whose story you know. Real listening always brings people closer together. Trust that meaningful conversations can change your world. Rely on human goodness. Stay together.
Thank you, Victoria. And now I'll ask Amy Pruden-Bakshi to come up and share about inspiring spiritual and ethical growth.
I just have to say it's a joy to be here in person. So I'm here to speak about the first component of our mission, which is to inspire spiritual and ethical growth. So we asked the congregation how we can better live into this fundamental aspect of our mission. And to no surprise, you all offered us tremendous insight and wisdom. So 32% of our survey participants chose inspire spiritual and ethical growth as the aspect of UUC's mission that was most important to them. And I think this is quite interesting. Some may say, and some did in fact say, that this is essentially, at the end of the day, what church is all about. Inspiration and spiritual and ethical growth is what spurs us on to accomplish the other two critical dimensions of our mission, creating compassionate community and transforming the wider community, and in doing so in a way that is right and meaningful. To this end, we were deeply moved by the expression of many congregants about just how important our Sunday services are to their lives. And we are very glad to be meeting in person again to serve this need in the same intimate way that we always used to, while also embracing the modern technology that makes it possible for congregants to continue to enjoy our service on Zoom all over the community and all over the world. Now, of course, Sunday service is not the only way in which we spiritually connect and grow, but many respondents pointed to the many groups and activities and services that bring connection, encouragement, new knowledge, and generally uplift our lives. This includes small group ministries, the midweek gathering, conversations on our faith, Soul Matters, the Quarter Lifer Group, Circle Suppers, Earth Spirit Sisters, the Meditation Group, our broad-reaching Lifespan Faith Development Program, and too many others to count. However, congregants were also clear that there is room for improvement and certainly room for growth. In particular, there was concern that we might be hiding our light under a bushel. As many of you expressed a desire to improve and expand both internal and external communication and presence in the community. A couple of quotes stood out in particular. People in the area still have never heard of our congregation, and everyone should know about UU. There were several sweeping recommendations related to communication. Together, we can envision reinvigorating communications within and between the board, the communications committee, the outreach committee, and the leadership development committee. Likewise, one might consider it wise to develop corresponding communications plans to increase both internal and external communication, while also building and fostering relationships between and among our congregants, other local groups, and those in need. Better communication will also help us to be better aware of service opportunities, which can not only uplift our personal faith, but also serve to shine and share our light with the broader community. So one simple action that was brought up is Reimagining the administrator job description in a way that puts communication front and center, and perhaps, where appropriate, a somewhat more substantial social media presence. And what do we mean by shining our light? Well, again, you gave us many diverse and inspiring answers. Sharing in a community of open minds and open hearts, working alongside others who are committed to building a better world, learning from other religions and other perspectives, and spurring one another along to spiritual and ethical growth. Helping each other to wrestle with what seems to be becoming a more and more divided world. The music that was brought up very frequently, the treasure of our choir and our very talented pianist that centers us and brings us peace each Sunday morning. And finally, the conversations, and some might call them holy conversations. It's a manifestation of our being as a congregation, who we are and who we aspire to be. More than ever, we need spiritual and ethical growth, as does our community and the world. Let us embrace these possibilities.
Spiritual and ethical growth. Please join me in a moment of prayer and meditation. Let's attend to our spiritual lives. I invite you to settle in your seat, soften your shoulders, take a breath. Spirit of life, spirit of love, spirit of community, we are thankful for this time together, for all those who make it possible for us to gather in this space, in this place, across the miles. After so long of being apart, we are grateful for those who came before, who built this spiritual community, who had a dream, who believed in the possibility of liberal religion in Blacksburg. We are grateful for the love and care, the time and energy that created this space. Could they ever have imagined that this would be the fruit of their labor? We're grateful too for those who spent time, energy, love, and care across the years and honor their work. And we are mindful of those who have not yet found us, who have not found a place of acceptance and love. May we have the strength, the courage, and the inspiration to become better at welcoming all. Spirit of love, spirit of community, be with us now and always. Amen, and blessed be. And music is the most spiritual experience for many of us. A couple of weeks ago, I met with the choir out in the Crescent Garden. It kept getting darker and darker, and the insects got louder and louder. And it felt so good to sing, fully masked and standing apart from each other. I invite you to consider coming on Wednesday evening. I now invite Jim Kern, another member of our Strategic Planning Committee, to come and talk about creating compassionate community.
So I'm here to speak about creating compassionate community. And 31% of you identified this as the most important piece of that mission statement. And if you're keeping score or doing a little bit of math, you know, we had 32% on the first one, 31% on the next one. So it was a pretty even split, which I think really speaks to the good work that those people did when they came up with that mission statement, because it's hard to choose, you know? But I am going to speak about creating compassionate community. We asked the congregation, what's possible? You told us we're doing great, but we could do a little better. We need to renew our commitment to inclusion and social justice. There's a strong desire to build a more diverse congregation, not by changing who we are, but by living our values to their full potential and embracing a radical hospitality that makes everyone feel welcome here. One particular related quote from the survey was this: engage more fully with issues of racism and structural inequality. Principle. Present or participated in the congregational meeting over the summer, you know that we did, in fact, adopt that 8th principle. Two related themes that also arose were the need to be more compassionate with each other and to be more welcoming of marginalized populations. I think these two ideas sort of fit together because they both deal with trying to see our world from another's perspective, and sometimes that means stepping outside of our comfort zones. One quote there that struck me was, I think we could be more compassionate to people who hold different perspectives or beliefs. Sometimes, unwittingly, I think, our members express our political views in ways that may be off-putting to new and/or existing members. And of course, this idea of being more compassionate extends far beyond recognizing and respecting beliefs. It reaches out to welcoming people who are marginalized simply for being who they are. So imagine, if you will, recertifying ourselves as a welcoming congregation, creating a social justice group to coordinate social justice work in our congregation, continuing to offer transgender inclusion workshops, integrating the work of the anti-racism and community conversations groups to provide opportunities for self-education to the whole congregation, empowering the entire congregation to practice radical hospitality, and all the time making use of UUA and other resources as we work to be more welcoming and more compassionate. Let us embrace these possibilities.
Thanks, Jim.
So, one way we create compassionate community is by greeting each other on Sunday morning. And that has become a more interesting and challenging thing now that we're here and there. Let me go ahead and turn on my camera too, so that they can see you. So, everybody in the sanctuary, say hello to everyone who's joining from home. And everyone joining from home, could you please just say in the chat where you're joining us from? All right, Victoria's in Montgomery County. We've got Bridget from Radford. Seth in Christiansburg, Ann from Hulaski, Nancy from Christiansburg, Jean and Sharon from Price's Fork. Oh no, it's going too fast. Jim and Sally are in Ellet Valley. Last time they joined us from Spain. Rich and Jill are in Blacksburg. Barbara's in Radford. And Blacksburg. Uptown Christiansburg. Newport, Helen, hello. Andy and Marianne from on Aiken Street. We even know their street address. Oh, Laura's here from McCoy, Sharon from Heathwood, Meredith and Sophia in Christiansburg, another Ellet Valley. Hey, Wayne, Blacksburg, Floyd, Meadows of Dan. Hey, Sarah, another Price's Fork, Woodbine. Nobody from Italy? She was here last night. Oh, the UUC garden. Someone's outside. All right, now let's turn on, if we could spotlight the pulpit, Cam. Here is who is, oh, I have to unmute my, no, I don't need to mute myself. Sorry. So say hello to everyone at home. You could say hello.
Hello.
All right. We have greeted one another. This is how we create compassionate community. And now I'll invite Stephen Henninger to come up to talk about the last part of our mission statement.
Good morning. We asked the congregation what's possible. You told us quite clearly that we need to live our faith more vocally and more publicly. We heard countless individuals, both through conversations and survey results, that we're doing good work as a congregation, but few in our wider community, let alone our own congregants sometimes, know of our good works being done. Part of our congregation's mission is to transform our community and the world through courageous love. Pockets of our congregation are doing that, whether that's our anti-racism group, our members involved in the Blacksburg Refugee Partnership, those involved in the local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the list could go on. And our congregation is doing the transformative work of changing the community and the world. Yet, what if we advanced our transformative work? The first step to doing transformative work requires educating ourselves on what the world and our community needs. Imagine a social justice religious education series with a community partner like Asbury Methodist Church in Christiansburg, where each month, through worship services, religious education series, and community action opportunities, our congregation explored social justice topics. We could bring in speakers from the NAACP to hear about their advocacy and areas of focus in the New River Valley and Southwest Virginia. A worship service could explore our faith's rich history of advocacy for racial justice and how our faith continues to call us to this work. And we could send a group of congregants to advocate for racially just policies at the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Each month, we could take a topic and explore it to allow our congregants to connect with groups and individuals that match their interests and how their faith calls them to do the work of justice. Further, we could coordinate the transformative efforts of our congregation through a social justice committee. They could coordinate the monthly education series and continue the conversations with our congregation on what topics light our fires of commitment. The social justice committee, in partnership with our communications committee, could share press releases, post on social media, and organize efforts to publicize the work of our congregation is already doing and could do if we embrace these possibilities. Imagine how our community and world would be transformed if we organized and showcased our transformative work. Finally, what if we reimagined our outreach committee as one that worked tirelessly to build meaningful and deep connections with community partners? What if they organized social events to allow our congregants to meet with like-minded people, religious or not, doing the work of transformation? Outreach committee could invite Asbury Methodist Church, Glade Church, Edges, and others to do a shared service with us on the need for religious folks to advance the work of social justice. We could build meaningful partnerships while raising awareness of our congregation as we bend the moral arc of the universe towards justice. Now, more than ever, our world needs Unitarian Universalists to live our values out loud. Imagine what we could achieve if we leaned into our desire to showcase our Unitarian Universalist values and ideals. Let us embrace these possibilities.
One way we embrace these possibilities is by sharing half our offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. While money isn't all of social justice, it does grease the wheels. This week's recipient, as you heard in the Joys and Concerns, is The Mountain, a UU retreat center in Highland, North Carolina. If you have ever been there or ever even talked to someone who's returned, you know that The Mountain is a very special place that provides community, education, and reconnection to all that it serves. You can give online using the link in the chat or through our Give Plus app. If you've never used these, look at the order of service and the announcements for more information. You can give after the service as well. For those of you in the sanctuary, you would like to give cash or check, there is a basket in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you for your generosity. This morning, as we collect our offering, we will enjoy Jared playing one of my favorites, Imagine by John Lennon. During the music, you are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance in the sanctuary. Please maintain distance between yourselves and others. If you're at home, please write in the chat if you'd like us to light a candle for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. There is no better gift than the gift of your music. But we are also very appreciative for the financial gifts that have been contributed this morning. And we accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
Let us embrace the possibilities. The whole idea of writing a strategic plan is sometimes controversial. I've heard people say that it is a waste of time. Too much talking about it. But dreams and possibilities aren't worth much unless you have a plan to turn them into reality. We can have a mission and a vision, but unless we know what we can do in concrete ways to achieve them, they are only words. Bob Stimson, I remember my first year here. He came into my office and said, "We have this vision. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it?" I am so grateful for the work of the Strategic Planning Committee. And Polly actually started us off and helped so much with the survey. They did such hard work. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most fun group of people I've ever gotten to know. You got to see their serious side today. They continued the holy conversation begun by earlier committees, asking this community, this congregation, what's possible? And you all responded with your hopes and dreams, helping them define the parts of our mission that speak to you and the ways that you most want to live into our dreams. So now, what do we do? As Jim mentioned, we adopted the eighth principle in June. That was not easy, but that was just the beginning. Now we must live into it, working to dismantle racism and other oppressions by educating ourselves, by examining our own institutions, and by partnering with others out in the community. Our communications committee has met twice since the strategic planning plan came out to begin implementing recommendations. We're using new technology to share announcements in more colorful ways. We're ramping up our social media. We have an Instagram page. Is that what it's called, a page? Okay. I'm a little, rusty. Like and follow our Facebook, our Instagram. Don't follow the Twitter yet because I don't think I've posted anything on it. If anyone wants to become the voice of UUC NRV on Twitter, please come and talk to me because I don't know how to do it. I'm grateful for the amazing group of folks who created the strategic plan and for the members of this community who answered their call to imagine what's possible. And again, the best way to honor all that effort is to make sure the plan isn't just a bunch of words, but is a real call to action. As Margaret Wheatley wrote, there is no greater power than a community discovering what it cares about. We know what we care about. Let's embrace all the possibilities. Embrace possibilities. Embrace them here in this space, but in the week ahead, look for opportunities to embrace possibility in your own lives. We'll extinguish the chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, or the warmth of a community. These we take in our hearts until we are together, physically or virtually, again.